kind of back to business as usual. You had a little rough stretch of a couple games there, but the last couple games have been solid. Does it feel like just business as usual, just turning out 100-yard games, or maybe a lot more
than that? I guess you can say business as usual. You know, I go out and just try to execute, do my job, and play my role, help my team win. You know, so I really don't try to focus on how many yards I'm going to get. I just go out there and try to lead the field with a W.
What's Mike Wallace been like as a teammate?
He's been a great teammate. You know, he's a hard worker. Most importantly, you know, he's a good guy. You know, to have around the locker room, to have around some of our young receivers and young players. Of course, he helped us on the field. He's a threat that has to be accounted for.
How much during the season do you look at the rushing leaders around the league?
Every so often. You know, that's not something I do every week. But, you know, we're entering the third quarter now. So I think I glanced at it earlier, you know, this week to kind of see where I stood. You know, social media, you always know, kind of know where you're staying anyways. So I feel like, you know, I'm in a good position.
What would the rushing title mean to you?
It would mean a lot, you know. I play this game to be the best, and, you know, of course, leading the league in rushing and finishing the season that way kind of helps, you know, put a stamp on that as well. So it would mean a lot.
Do you approach the third quarter differently now than you did maybe, you know, your first few years?
First few years?
Yeah.
Not at all. I say more from like a mental standpoint and just going through the development and, you know, this year and how this year has been and, you know, just seeing things a lot clearer, you know, so just, I'll say mentally, just more focused and dialed in.
Adrian, they've more or less gotten rid of the shotgun carries with you. I mean, did you feel like those were starting to get better, or are you more comfortable now that it's mostly carries with Teddy under center, kind of gotten back to that?
I feel like we still kind of implement that into a game plan, depending on what type of defense we're facing and, you know, how they played shotgun runs, you know, and how successful they were. Of course, our bread and butter has been my bread and butter coming from, you know, 8 yards back, you know. So Coach Turner, he noticed that, and we just kind of put our team and our offense in the best position to be more productive.
That's probably put Teddy under center more than I guess he was last year. I mean, how has he handled that part of it, just playing under center more than he probably has been doing most of his career?
I don't know. It seemed like he's handling it well. You have to ask him that one.
How did he look to you at practice? And I know there's got to be relief amongst everyone when he finally came out and did some stuff in practice.
Yeah, definitely a sign of relief. He looked good. You know, he shook back, you know. I don't know how he feels, but when I ask him, he's feeling pretty decent. So we'll see how things go, this, you know, as we approach this weekend.
You talked about your admiration for Charles Woodson before. I mean, how amazing is it, the guy playing at his age? I mean, he's not a quarterback or kicker, and he's still out there at that age. How do you feel about that?
Take my hat off to him. You know, he's a player that I've always looked up to, admired, and just to see him doing it for so long, you know, at a high level. You know, like 5 interceptions this year. He's leading the league. You know, how old is he? 39. It's like, wow, you know, like, I guess people are wrong with when they, you know, they put the age factor on him, you know. So it's guys like him that I look at and be like, you know, even though it's different positions, you know, you can do this game. It's all about taking care of your body and playing at a high level and most importantly, believing that you can do it and get it done.
What do you remember about this style of play when you went up against him when he was in Green Bay or somewhere?
Mm-hmm. He was always a good tackler to me. He wasn't the guy that's going to come and just, for me, you know, just kind of lay the wood on you. But he doesn't shy away. Like I said, he's a good tackler. And obviously, he plays his position well. You know, he's been doing it for, you know, what, 19 years now? 18, 19 years. So he's perfected his craft.
Adrian, as an offensive guy, what were you thinking when you guys kicked off in overtime?
Let's go defense. Let's go defense, you know. That wasn't the first time they bailed us out in offensively that game, man. And it just showed the confidence Coach had in the defense and the way that those guys were playing. And they came out, they took care of business.
What are your thoughts on just how this team does play? It's like a total team. You know, this defense complements the offense and vice versa and the special teams. I mean, is it one of the better groups you've seen that you've been a part of?
Yeah, I would say in all phases, probably the best group that I've been a part of. You know, when you think about how the defense contribute, offense and special team as well. You know, we've won games in all phases, you know, so that's big. The thing that stands out the most to me is, you know, we have all phases in sync, and, you know, guys are playing their hearts out for one another, you know, and that's what I love the most about this group.
What do you think about flying out to California a day early this week and changing up the schedule a little bit?
I think it's going to be good for us, you know, kind of get a day to kind of get, you know, acclimated, you know, get the body and the mind rested and, you know, get on, you know, kind of right time, you know, change. And it'd be good for us to kind of just relax a little more, you know. I think for sure I'll be able to get a little more rest because on Fridays, you know, my son is normally still keeping me up during the night. So that would be a plus for a couple of guys on the team. So it'll be different for us. I think it's something that should have been, you know, done with this team, you know, for years now. But they're making the change now, and, you know, I think it's going to work out good for us.
So you think it's a real impact, the little bit of the getting acclimated to the West Coast time?
Yeah. I think it is. You know, kind of go back to the first game. It was just felt, you know, like we were playing at 10 o'clock at night, you know, and the body just wasn't adjusted to that. I really didn't feel it that much. I felt it a little bit, though, but, you know, guys were affected by things differently. And I could tell, like, you know, a lot of guys were just out of sync.
When you say should have been done before, are you referring to West Coast games?
Yeah, West Coast games, yeah. Of course not.
Yeah. Adrian, Mike Zimmer always tends to have a chip on the shoulder, and some of the other players have with each. Even though we're winning, the chip is getting bigger. How important is that going into the third quarter? You got wins behind you, but to keep not so much the anger, but that hunger and that chip on your shoulder going.
That what keeps you successful, you know, keeping the edge about yourself, not getting overconfident, you know, realizing that there's so many areas that we can improve. Improve at as a team, and staying hungry. You know, we know we have a long road in front of us, and our tasks are just becoming more difficult. So it's going to be very important for us to, you know, keep that edge, you know, keep that anger in, and just keep our mindset on, you know, approaching it one week at a time and moving forward, really taking it serious, not getting comfortable. Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.